Okay, staying with immigration, the Trump administration is urging immigrants across the country to self-deport.
President Trump has a clear message for those that are in our country illegally. Leave now. If you don't, we will find you and we will deport you. You will never return.
That is Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem in an ad campaign that's been running on English and Spanish language media. It has led to conversations among immigrant families about whether to stay or go, and in many cases, what parents should do with their American-born children. NPR's Jasmine Garst spent time with some of those families.
It's nighttime in Durham, North Carolina. Sitting at the kitchen table, S sighs when she recalls the first few weeks of the Trump administration. S is her first initial. Like all of the immigrants NPR spoke with for this story, she is without legal status and asks that we not use her full name.
Me sentía muy angustiada. No sentía ganas de hacer nada.
I felt so anguished, she says. I didn't want to do anything in the house, just sleep and wake up to find out it was all a dream. Her husband, Jose, reaches across the table to hold her hand. In the living room, the kids' cartoons are blasting. They are among the around 10 million mixed status families in the U.S. Their kids are American citizens. And so for the past few months, while the children sleep, they've been staying up at night debating whether they should all go back to El Salvador. In the meantime,
me di cuenta de que muchos padres latinos fueron a solicitar el pasaporte.
Jose says a lot of Latino parents have been getting their children American passports so that the kids can come back to the U.S. He says, we decided to do the same. Tricia McLaughlin, Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs at the Department of Homeland Security, tells NPR that self-deportation is a pillar of the Trump administration's immigration policy.
This is going to put them in a much better position if they leave now. They don't have to be arrested. They don't have to be detained. And they could potentially come back to the country legally the right way and come and live the American dream.
As of now, the administration has not said how or when they could return. But NPR has spoken to dozens of immigrant families who say they are discussing the possibility of self-deporting. Life in the U.S., they say, has just gotten too scary. On a sunny Saturday in Maryland, a woman named Mari is singing a lullaby to get her baby to sleep. She and her husband are from Guatemala. They have been here for over a decade. He's a roofer. She's a homemaker. The kids are American citizens. Mari says her six-year-old daughter, Elle, has been having a hard time with the new reality. She recently started having panic attacks at school. She says Elle cried a lot. She was worried about the immigration crackdowns. Elle, who is sitting with us, tells me she wants to be a mathematician when she grows up.
I love science too. The stars and the animals.
With mom's permission, I ask Elle how she's been feeling lately. She's been having really bad stomach aches. She's sad.
I was just feeling sad. My mom told me it's gonna be okay. I worry too something will happen to her. Like something will get her. Like immigration is taking persons to the state when they grew up.
Mari says her husband wants to go back to Guatemala right now. He says if the situation here keeps devolving, we're going to have to get the kids their American passports. We can't live like this. But Mari doesn't want to leave. She says her children were born here. It's led to arguments, and that's exacerbated Elle's anxiety. So for now, they've been telling her a different story.
Mami, le digo yo, si esto empeora, pues vamos a irnos, vamos a ir a vacacionar.
Baby, if things keep getting worse, we're going to go on a vacation. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Maryland.